Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, DAFA Teaches Us to Be Considerate of Others, by a Falun DAFA practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 22, 2023. I am 76 years old and drive a car for a government agency. Whenever there is a need, I go to work at my workplace when there is a need, and I am known to do my job diligently. I developed some occupational diseases in my 40s from driving a car for long periods of time, including constipation and back pain. I always carried medicine in my pocket. When I suffered from constipation, it was generally rather severe. I took large doses of medicine, but it didn't seem to have much effect. When I had back pain, I couldn't stand up straight or lay down to sleep. I could only sleep on the sofa. When I turned my head, my spine and neck hurt. I took medicine all year round. I even drank herbal liquor. However, nothing stopped the pain. My wife was sick and weak. We had two children who were in school. I was the main breadwinner. If I was sick, how would my family survive? Part 1. Changing Notions. I was raised in a poor family. My mother was a single parent, and it was extremely hard for her to raise four boys. We didn't have enough food to eat or money for clothes. We couldn't afford to go to school. When I was 18, to get away from poverty, I joined the military. After I retired from the military, I worked at various places, and then was assigned as a driver for a government agency. During the first half of my life, I was brainwashed by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, propaganda. So I didn't believe in Buddha or God. As my wife's health was poor and no medicine could cure her, she started practicing Falun DAFA in July of 1998. She used to take medicine all the time, but stopped taking all medication once she became a Falun DAFA adherent. She also became optimistic. Seeing the changes in her made me think, what made her change so dramatically? Do Buddhas and gods exist? I felt Falun DAFA was miraculous. Therefore, I started practicing Falun DAFA in August 1998. I first did the exercises at home. Initially, it was difficult to do the sitting meditation because I couldn't completely straighten my legs, and I couldn't sit straight. So I sat on the floor and leaned against the sofa. I used a sandbag to help my legs stay in the lotus position. After I started doing the exercises and studying the Fa, Master Li, DAFA's founder, took care of me and adjusted my body. Seeing the changes in my wife and myself, I broke through my notions and stepped on the cultivation path without hesitating. I was cleansed by DAFA and have benefited so much from it. Part 2. No Longer Greedy for Money. Before I practiced Falun DAFA, I was greedy for money. As a driver, the most convenient way to get extra cash was to collect some gas receipts and be reimbursed for the expenditure. When I fixed the car, I hoped I would be given a small gift, such as a shirt. Since other employees were doing the same things, I thought I would too. Every year, when it was time to be reimbursed for medical bills, I usually received the most money because I was older than most of the other drivers. If I didn't have many medical receipts, I would buy some daily necessities and submit them as healthcare costs. Once I became a Falun DAFA cultivator, I learned the universal law of there is no gain without loss, and that human beings suffer because of committing bad deeds. I decided to rectify myself and not take advantage of others. When I became healthy, there was no need to take medicine. Consequently, I didn't have any medical bills to submit for repayment. The healthcare system was reformed. And so 1998 was the last time in which medical reimbursements were made. My colleagues asked their supervisors to approve of them getting a reimbursement after that date. The chief of our department was surprised to see that I didn't join their efforts. "Don't you have a bill for even one penny to reimburse?" I said, "I have no medical bills." While we were at a hair salon, our manager said, "Look at the Falun Dafa practitioners. They don't even ask for one penny. If everyone practiced Falun Dafa, it would be easy for me to do my job." During the 20-plus years I've been practicing Falun Dafa, I haven't taken one pill, and thus saved the government a lot of money. I didn't want to get free gas vouchers from my employer anymore. A supervisor said, "Look at the Falun Dafa practitioner, how much he saves in gas. When there is a need to fix the co-op vehicle, I go there to do the repair, and people offer me gifts." Once a person said, "We have men's dress shirts. Tell me which color you like." I said, "I don't need the shirt. I am a Falun Dafa practitioner." Since I started practicing Falun Dafa, I am highly praised by my supervisors and colleagues. Part 3. Improved our environment. Our apartment is in an old building, and we live on the fourth floor. Our neighbors know that we are Falun Dafa practitioners. Our factory director and bureau chief live on the floor above our apartment. Since the housing system was reformed, repair of the apartments became the tenant's responsibility. The lights installed by our employers were removed, and it was difficult for people to walk in the hall at night. I installed some electric cables and three lamps that operate by voice command. So now, our corridor is bright at night. When the bulb burns out, I put in a new one. For 20 years, I have paid the electricity and looked after the maintenance. Nowadays, there is a decline in people's morals, and people are afraid of losing money. In most cities, people don't look after a building this old, and no one cares or makes repairs for many years. The windows in the corridors were old and broken. It was cold and dirty in the winter. We installed new glass in the windows to keep the building clean and warm and paid for them out of our own pockets. We also bought paint for the handrail twice. Our neighbors are very happy with our efforts. My wife and I usually clean the hallway. The neighborhood administration officer often checks it for hygiene. Once, when she came to our unit, I heard her say, "No need to check this one. We are certain it is clean." A tenant said, "No other place can compare to where I live now. There is light and it is clean." He told others that my wife and I are so good. Our neighbor told her relatives that we were good. A neighbor from another unit said, "You might not know, but we all consider you to be a role model." We are Dafa practitioners. Master Lee, Dafa's founder, asks us to be good people wherever we are. We feel the things we do for the building are trivial things. Our neighborhood administration officers gives us a Civilized Household Award every year. Our behavior is a reflection of Master's mercy and mighty virtue. Dafa can cause people to become benevolent and raise their moral level. The great law blesses human beings. Master Lee said in Chuan Falun, quote, "The main purpose of our cultivating Falun Dafa is to bring people to high levels. While it does not intend to do such a thing, it can nonetheless assume a great constructive role by promoting spiritual civilization in society." Unquote. No language can express our gratitude to Master. We will do better from now on and will deserve Master's mercy.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Let Go of the Concept of Getting Old" by Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on Minghui website on May 14, 2013. Recently, in our county, several elderly practitioners passed away within a couple of months of each other. They were all veteran practitioners who firmly believed in Dafa and were the leaders in protecting and validating the Fa at the beginning of the persecution. I recall how one female practitioner frequently carried a heavy bag filled with Dafa materials. She walked from one village to another, distributing them door to door, even on the coldest winter nights. No hardship was too great, and she never complained or said that she was tired. However, her son passed away, and for several years, she could not let go of her attachment to him. After he died, she felt that she was aging and kept going to the cemetery, weeping and grieving for her son. She could not concentrate on cultivation and lost her righteous thoughts. This left a loophole for the evil to take advantage of, and she passed away. One male practitioner used to be very steadfast. At the beginning of the persecution, when the situation was very difficult, he refused to give up practicing, even while he was detained at a detention center. He took the initiative to repair a several-mile-long dirt road, which connects the village to the town center, and while working on the road, told people the facts of Falun Dafa and exposed the persecution. However, at the later stages of Fa rectification, he suddenly felt he was getting old and wanted to use all his savings to build a house for his sons, even though all his sons already had houses. When the house was built, he gradually neglected to do the three things. He became ill and eventually lost his life. Some practitioners keep saying, "I'm too old and have trouble remembering things, seeing well, or walking quickly." They place restrictions on themselves and only walk a short distance to clarify the truth to people because they feel that they can't walk too far. They consider themselves elderly. Our master plucked us out of hell, paid for all the sins we committed throughout our many lifetimes, and provided us with this universal law, which cultivates both nature and longevity. Master said in Lecture 2 of Zhuan Falun, quote, "Under this circumstance, the energy is stored in each cell of the body. Such energy is not only stored in each cell of the body in this physical dimension, but it also fills up the molecules, atoms, protons, and electrons of all bodies in other dimensions until it reaches the extremely microscopic cells. As time passes, one's whole body will be filled with such high energy matter." End quote. Master also said, quote, "This high energy matter has intelligence, and it is very capable. Once it increases and becomes denser, it will fill up all cells in the human body and repress human physical cells, the most incompetent cells." End quote. Master also said in Lecture 5, quote, "In the process of transformation, human cells will be gradually replaced by the high energy matter, and aging will slow down. One's body will appear to gradually return to youth and experience gradual transformation until, in the end, it is completely replaced by the high energy matter." End quote. Therefore, how can we Dafa practitioners get old? I am in my 60s and never use the concept of old to restrict myself. Because I grew up poor and without any connections, I had to drop out of school when I was 14. I could barely read and I never learned any modern high-tech skills. However, through cultivating Dafa, Master opened up my wisdom and I am able to navigate a computer, read Minghui articles, and also do the three things. Before I became a practitioner, I was diagnosed with gastroptosis and had to keep warm by wearing extra layers of fabric to cover my chest and abdomen in the winter and fall. After I began practicing, I feel healthy, revitalized, and like a young man. I eat faster and can finish a meal in minutes. I never have stomach problems and never feel old. I no longer think about whether I'm getting enough nutrition and stop eating when I'm full. I went to a driving class to get a driver's license when I was 50 years old. One young man from another group asked how I could walk so fast. I replied, "I practice Falun Dafa and I'm 50 years old this year." They could not believe it. One person said, "My mother is only 44 years old, but she looks older than you and has all kinds of health problems." The other man said, "My mother is the same." When we practiced driving, they were surprised that my arms and legs were flexible and my mind was clear. Once when we had to go out on the road for a driving test, one young man said, "It will be difficult for the elderly drivers to pass this test. You may want to pay extra to buy the certificate." I told him that I would take the real test and pass it. I thought that the money I had was resources for DAFA, and I should not waste it. As a result, I passed all the tests and told the young man, "Practicing DAFA gives one a calm mind." At one point, I discovered that I was losing my hair, and I could see my scalp. Afterwards, I added one thought when I sent forth righteous thoughts. I would eliminate any factors in other dimensions that persecute my body and cause me to lose hair, and eliminate and clear out all deteriorated substances from my body. After I did this several times, my hair stopped falling out and is now back to normal. Several times while I read articles on the computer, the words became blurry and it seemed that I needed bifocals. There is an old saying that when one reaches 48, it's time for bifocals. However, I thought, this is for ordinary people and not for DAFA disciples. Master told us in Zhuan Falun, quote, "We have said that good or evil comes from a person's spontaneous thought, and the thought at that moment can bring about different consequences." End quote. I didn't admit that I was having vision problems and sent righteous thoughts to eliminate the bad elements and substances that made my eyes go blurry. Now I can see the tiniest details, even an ant's legs. As long as the Fa rectification needs it, I will do it. I can drive a car as easily as a young man, with a clear mind and quick thinking. I have never delayed doing the three things. I am grateful for everything Master has given me. I have been melting into DAFA. I have memorized Zhuan Falun 27 times. I begin my day by memorizing the Fa. And the more I've memorized, the clearer my mind becomes. I persist in sending righteous thoughts at the four times each day. Sometimes I add additional times and send forth righteous thoughts four or five more times a day. We are DAFA disciples walking on the path to Godhood and have great missions and responsibilities. We should do the three things every day and make them our top priority. We should not use the concept of old to place restrictions on ourselves and not waste a minute of the precious time Master gave us. We should follow Master, do the three things well, and return home with Master. In conclusion, I'd like to share the poem, No Confusion, from Hong Yin Tu, for encouragement to all. Quote, "Who are the lords of heaven? Level after level of beings have drifted from the Fa, each of whom claimed to rule the vault of heaven. The time of return now draws near. Let us see who remains deluded. End quote.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.